Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday, and that means it is time for our weekly visit with the Health Unit. Today, we welcome Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector with the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Kim, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob.
Today, we're talking about something that is, I'm not going to lie to you, it's mouth-watering. We are talking about food safety tips when barbecuing, aren't we?
Yeah, I love barbecuing. It's a great... It adds a great flavor to our foods, but you're right. It's important to remember that we're not in our actual kitchens when we're barbecuing. So there are a few things that we want to remember when handling, preparing foods so that we can avoid having a foodborne illness result. So when you're thinking about food safety outdoors, there's four steps that we want to follow, and those are separate, clean, cook, and chill.
All right. So let's get into it a little bit more then. What are some of the ways that you can prevent foodborne illness when preparing the food that you barbecue for your picnic or, you know, just for the crowd that all of a sudden gathers when that smell starts to waft around the campsite?
Yeah, that's right. So the first thing is you want to make sure that you are separating your food. And what we mean by separating your food is preventing cross-contamination. So you want to make sure that you're not allowing your raw meat, you know, your raw hamburger, your raw chicken from actually contaminating your cooked foods. So the easy way to do that is by separating those ingredients. So you can, you know, in your camper or in your cottage or in your tent, if you have coolers or refrigerators, make sure you put the raw meats on the bottom so that the juices aren't contaminating any of the foods that may be in your refrigerator. If you have coolers, make sure that there's lots of ice for those meats and keep them in a separate cooler than maybe you would your salad or your ready to eat veggies. And then don't forget to use a separate plate and utensils for your raw and ready to eat foods. And then if you do marinate your meats, don't use the marinades, you know, after as a dressing or a topping for your cooked meats, because all of that could be carrying bacteria and could cause a foodborne illness.
But it smells and looks so good, you know. It would be nice to just drizzle it on potatoes or something. I know.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You can make up some extra. Just don't make sure.
Okay, you know. That's a really good tip, you know. So, like, double the recipe for your marinades when you're doing it. Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
I like the way you think, that's for sure. So what are some of the tips for cleaning when you're eating outdoors as we move on to step two?
Yeah, so don't forget, you know, your picnic tables may have dirt and debris, and which automatically and naturally carries bacteria. So you want to make sure that you are cleaning any surfaces that your food may come into contact, and make sure that your utensils are clean. Like we just said, you don't want to use utensils from your raw meat into your cooked meats or cooked foods. Remember to wash your hands. If you're lucky enough to have a camper or a cottage, you can use the running water there. But you could also use one of those camping containers with a spigot on it to help wash your hands if you're out camping in the wilderness. And don't forget to wash off your fruits and vegetables as well. Under running water is best to remove any dirt and residue.
So as tempting as it is to just grab a stick off the ground and, you know, poke it in your meat and then eat it, it's probably not recommended.
No, that's right.
Well, you must think I eat like an animal, I tell you, the way I'm describing things here. So cooking is a step that you have to be the most concerned with when barbecuing. So let's get into some tips for safe cooking. This is one of the things that, you know, I really pay a lot of attention to when I'm cooking. I love charcoal barbecues, but, you know, with the toddler running around, it's a little bit difficult to get those going. So I've sort of gone back to gas, but really there's tips that apply to both forms, aren't there?
Yeah, for sure. When you're cooking things, especially like hamburger or a meat that's been tenderized, you want to make sure that you're cooking, or even chicken, for example, because it's pretty porous. So you want to make sure that those meats are thoroughly cooked when you are barbecuing. So a way you can do that is by using a probe thermometer, and don't forget that cooking actually kills the bacteria that's in the meat. So using that probe thermometer to make sure that your foods are done is a great way. Chicken pieces or chicken breasts, chicken legs, chicken thighs, whatever you're barbecuing should reach 74 degrees Celsius. If you're doing a whole poultry, and I love doing whole poultry on my barbecue or smoker even, make sure that it does get up to 82 degrees Celsius. Ground meats like hamburger, ground pork, make sure it's getting to 71. And then if you can do fish or seafood, which is also very yummy on the barbecue, make sure it gets to 70 degrees Celsius. So all of, if your foods get to that temperature, it will kill the bacteria that may be in there.
I got to tell you too. I was going to say, these thermometers, I have a couple, and my favorite one just hangs around my neck. So I've got this great apron that I wear when I'm out at the trailer barbecuing that, actually Adam Weeks from the station gave me. It's a Kiss the Cook apron.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. But it's got Gene Simmons from Kiss on it. Right. Oh. So cause I'm a big fan. So it Kiss the Cook. I've got that on, and I've always got that thermometer hanging around my neck, and I use it all the time. It's such a great tool.
Yeah, and those thermometers are readily available. Most grocery stores or hardware stores or, you know, all-purpose stores carry them, and they're not expensive. So it's an easy way to make sure that your foods are properly cooked.
Speaking of incredible poets like the aforementioned Gene Simmons, you have a little rhyme to help us remember about what meat should look like, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So if it's pink in the middle, put it back on the griddle. So you referring to those meats such as hamburger, you don't want pink inside the hamburger or tenderized meat. So if you're seeing that pinkness in the middle, do put it back on the griddle.
Unless you're talking about certain types of meat, because if I gave somebody a steak that didn't have pink in the middle, a certain somebody comes to mind, I'd probably get slapped with that steak.
Yeah, I hear you completely. I like my steaks like that too. So if it's a steak or a veal or a roast, even like prime rib or, you know, a tenderloin of some sort, if it hasn't been mechanically tenderized, then you don't have to cook the middle, because the bacteria doesn't actually penetrate into the muscle that quickly. It's the tenderizing process that when you're actually putting the forks into the meat that introduces the bacteria into the middle. So if you have an untenderized piece of meat, you exactly what you said, you can cook it to like medium, or even some people like it rare, which is very yummy, but make sure the outside of the pork or veal or roast is thoroughly cooked.
And it's the same thing as far as tenderizing with a meat mallet too, right? Because that really, I mean, what you're doing is you're mushing all the meat together, really.
And you
mix it up.
Yeah, exactly. And you're driving the bacteria from the outside of the meat onto the inside of the meat there.
Excellent. Okay. What about keeping the food stored, or what you do with leftovers? I imagine this has to do with the fourth step, which we know as chill.
Yeah, that's right. So if you have leftover salad or leftover meat, you want to get that cold as quickly as possible to help prevent bacteria from growing that may have been reintroduced from the environment or just from us, you know, touching the food with our spoons and forks. So if you can get things like meat, eggs, salad, potato salad, macaroni salad, get them back into the refrigerator and get them down again to refrigeration temperature, which is 4 degrees Celsius, as quickly as possible. The other thing is just talking about chilling, you know, an easy way to get meats to the camper or to the cottage is have them frozen, take them in a cooler, and, you know, you can then put them in the fridge or even put them on the grill, like frozen hamburger on the grill is a great way to prevent foodborne illness, and you're still maintaining proper temperatures during that time.
Now, when I do use the charcoal grill, we like to cook a lot of meat. And, you know, because you have that charcoal going and it's going to go out naturally. So sort of getting as much out of it as we can. But I want to just mention here that it's very important that you don't partially cook it, right? Like, you cook it all the way through.
Yeah, partially cooking can actually cause problems because it doesn't get to proper temperatures, and you're basically entering the or allowing the food to sit in the temperature danger zone where bacteria likes to grow for a period of time. So we do, you know, either go from frozen or thawed to fully cooked. Don't don't partially cook your food and then finish it off afterwards.
And I suppose if people would like to get more information on this, or just really refresh their memories as they move into the grilling season, a great place to go would be your website.
Yeah, for sure. We do have a food safety page, and there's lots of information on food safety and, you know, fact sheets about barbecuing, safe barbecuing. So, please visit our website at healthunit.org. We also have Facebook and Twitter that we're, you know, we put information out, and you can follow us at LGL Health Unit. We also have Instagram, and it's at lglhealthunit.z. And those will keep you all up to date with some important information, just public health information in general. You can also call us too. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-800-660-5853.
Well, so here's the deal. It's going to be steaks and ribs on the smoker at your place tonight. Okay. I'll be there about 6:30.
Yes. Yeah. And mini potatoes. Don't forget to get those.
So love good. But when you potatoes. Have those mini potatoes, remember, make extra marinade to drizzle on top of them.
That's right.
Don't use the stuff the meat was in. Kim, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here today. Very much appreciate it.
Take care.
Our guest today on In Focus, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Once again, you can get more information at healthunit.org. We've got a link to it, as well as you'll be able to find this interview in case you missed anything on our website, lanarkleedstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.